Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Network coming into the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, we're hoping, and I guess hope, that Patrick Laffey is going to be calling in here. He had actually been a candidate for Senate, United States Senate, and of course was undercut by the Republican Party. So I'm going to let him tell you this story. He's a good conservative. He certainly has an excellent reputation. And I remember when he was running for the Senate. And really my concern at the time, that the Republican Party, the so-called conservative Republican Party, pro-American Republican Party in Washington, D.C., was undercutting a good, honest conservative in the Republican primary to re-elect a rhino Republican, a Republican in name only. But with that as the background, Patrick, why don't you come on and tell us your story of what happened to you when you tried to get involved?
Are you there?
Stephen, yes, Stephen, go ahead.
Yes, Steve Laffey. It's Steve Laffey calling in. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You go right ahead.
Yeah, the story of my candidacy is a unusual story, but I think it shows how the National Republican Parties over the last 6 years have put power over principle and in the end lost both.
All right, why don't you tell us
this? And that's why after the primary was over, I sat down and wrote this book called Primary Mistake and Penguin Books thought it was such a big national story that they took on the project and published it just yesterday. So that's why I'm here.
Well, why don't you tell us all about it? And we'll be, of course, hopefully we'll be getting a copy of the book here very soon, and we can have you on again some of our other programs and some of our other networks. But tell us what happened, how it all came about. Why did they back a liberal Republican? They're not supposed to interfere in the primary. It's supposed to be the election and the choice of the people, not the party bigwigs in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. And I had been an investment banker in Memphis, Tennessee. I'd run a large investment banking firm called Morgan Keegan. We had sold the firm. I'd come back to my home city in late 2001 of Cranston, Rhode Island. Cranston, Rhode Island basically went bankrupt. So instead of starting another company, I decided, hey, you know, I ought to fix the city that raised me. So I ran for mayor, a city that Democrats outnumbered Republicans 3-1. I ran on a program of fiscal responsibility. I won. We took a city from the lowest bond rating in America to an A-minus bond rating, funded the pension systems, and fought out for management rights and against the special interest, whether the teachers union, we won a $3.2 million suit against them, the special interest crossing guards union, the international laborers, which were paying people $129 an hour, including free health insurance for 1 hour of work a day. We fired them, and we went to court for 2 years, and we won in liberal Rhode Island, supposedly. So I just looked down at Washington after we had fixed the city I love and said, you know what? Washington looks like Cranston, Rhode Island on steroids. I ought to try to go down and help fix that. And to that, I started the process of thinking about it, and the National Republican Party kept trying to get a hold of me, whether it was Ken Melman or Sarah Taylor or then Liddy Dole, who was the head of the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee. They all tried to talk me out of it, but they never, Dr. Stanley, they never once when they met with me ever asked me, how much money do you have? How much money can you raise? What's your philosophy? What do you stand on legal immigration or, you know, taxes or Never once. It was just like, we really don't want you to run. We're going to back Link Chafee. I'm like, why? Why are you going to do that? And by the way, it wasn't that they backed him. Let me just tell you how bad it got in Rhode Island here, and that's why I thought it was the epitome of the National Republican Party when they, instead of vouchers that George Bush ran on, became No Child Left Behind. It came down to the fact that they just didn't support Link Chafee. They actually went out and ran their first TV ad in late September of 2005, basically attacking the capitalist system, accusing me of, heaven forbid, making money in the private sector by funding, helping fund, in the investment banking world, some oil companies.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes here with our special guest, Stephen Laffey, and we'll tell you the rest of the story.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Dr. Stan Baker of the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, our special guest this afternoon is Stephen, and he's telling us about his experience when he wanted to run for the United States Senate. And of course, he'd been very successful in private business. He'd be the mayor of Rhode Island and gotten it out of a mess that it was in financially. And then, of course, when he begins to run for the United States Senate, why, he is attacked because... Well, because you'd made money, and what was it that you'd invested in oil companies?
Well, I had run an investment banking firm. I had been the president, and we funded restaurants and retailers and some, yes, oil companies to get some more oil out of the Gulf of Mexico, whether it was, you could name some of the offshore logistics, helicopter companies, and so forth, but the National Republican Party thought that was somehow bad. So here was the National Republican Party running a TV ad. Because here's the thing, they couldn't say anything good about Link Chafee. Unlike when they had the race with Specter versus Toomey in Pennsylvania a couple of years earlier, where They supported Spector. Here they couldn't say. I mean, Link Chafee, so everybody knows out there, voted against every single George Bush tax cut, including extending the middle class tax cuts, where he was one of only three U.S. senators, not three Republicans, three U.S. senators who wanted to raise the tax on people making $35,000, $1,800 per year. He voted against repealing the estate tax. He said the rich are a useful source of revenue. He was happy the Democrats took control of Congress at the end when he lost. He was the only Republican to vote against Sam Alito. He supports amnesty for illegal immigration. He voted against protecting the flag twice. He didn't vote for George Bush in 2004. He wrote in a protest vote about his father. Anyway, it goes on and on. It never stops with him. But this was the person they couldn't find a way to defend him, so they decided to attack me, basically a Reagan Republican, who had had a very successful track record in the second biggest city in Rhode Island, turning it around financially from the worst-run city in America with the lowest bond rating to an A-minus bond rating with the largest surplus in the state of Rhode Island. And the last year, as mayor, actually, unheard of in municipalities, cutting property taxes. So that's what they started to do. Along the way, by the way, it got worse. In the history of the Republican Party, the National Republican Party has only filed an FEC federal election complaint against one of their own one time, and that was against me. For, by the way, sending out a tax letter to my citizens that every mayor in Cranston has done for well over 50 years. They thought it was campaigning. As I said, that's the normal tax letter that goes out with your tax bill. So those are the kind of things that they pushed, Dr. Stan, and it was just, you know, incredible to watch. And along the way, I want to give everybody some statistics that happened, just so you know how the Republican Party really lost. If you look at the January 1st, 2005, to when they first attacked me in September of 2005, fundraising by the Republicans and the Democratic senatorial campaign committees, the Republicans, yes, were behind by about $3 million. Take the next 14 months. The Republicans fall behind by $22 million additional. Money that could have been spent to help Mr. Allen overcome his razor, you know, loss. Money that could have been spent in Missouri. I mean, they could have kept the majority, but they put power in front of principle in my race and elsewhere, and the Republican base said no. Not anymore, not one more dime. In fact, there was a chorus started called Not One More Dime, and you were supposed to send 9 cents back in pennies in the envelope you got from the Republican Central Campaign Committee, which many people did. And they just weren't listening to the people, to the base. And I think that's what happens to people in Washington. They get down there, they get in these big rooms, Dr. Stan, and they forget who they're representing. They really forget about it because they're all chummy in these rooms. And I think the last thing they wanted down there was a real reformer like myself to shake things up, but we really need it. And it's unfortunate that still to this very day, they haven't really learned their lesson.
Well, now, what happened to Chafee? Did he win in the election
No.
or not?
No. Chafee was always going to lose. Chafee's polling done just on him, his approval rating was below 45% after being a U.S. Senator for 6 years. Those type of numbers like Rick Santorum are very difficult to overcome. So there was no need to spend the several million dollars and to defeat me. But it, and also, by the way, they used their vaunted get-out-the-vote program against me, but they targeted liberals to come in and vote. Unaffiliated people can vote in our state in either primary. They targeted people who were subscribers to the ACLU who you know, might get Nation magazine to come in and vote for just one day in a Republican primary, and then become an affiliate voter again. So things that they were telling people not to do in other states, they were actually doing in Rhode Island, and their basic tenet was people are stupid. But guess what, Dr. Stan? People are smart, and they figured it out at the grassroots level, and they stopped giving money. But in the end, Link Chafee lost to Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse because in the end, in Rhode Island or anywhere, when you're choosing between a real Democrat and a faux Democrat, people generally choose the real thing.
All right, well, now, how many votes did what? How was the line up then in the primary? Because they were primarily talking about the primary battle between you and Lynn Chafee. How many votes did you get? What percent of the votes did he get?
I got roughly 30,000, and he got roughly 33,000. And
so,
I dare
it was
say
a
that,
real close election then.
Yeah, very close. And by the way, a record turnout. The previous combative Republican primary was the governor's primary, Republican primary in Rhode Island in 2002, where a total amount of voters was 26,000. So I turned out 30,000 people, roughly, for me. It's just that the National Republican Party did overcome my great grassroots group of volunteers with their vaunted get-out-the-vote effort, but they had to go target liberals to get them out. In fact, there's a conversation that happened between the spokesperson for the Republican National Senatorial Campaign Committee and the Democrats, where the Democratic person asked the Republican, hey, you're going to need some Republicans to come out and vote for Link Chafee, and the answer was, no, we don't need any. And I guess they didn't, but that's the attitude they took, and that's, I thought in writing the book Primary Mistake, which came out yesterday, that I could tell a tale from the grassroots for people out there so we could sort of regain. I don't have a grudge against the National Republican Party. I want to help them get back to where we belong in power, but by putting forth principles, and the book is sort of a tale from the grassroots, a tale from a crop dusters perspective of someone who lived it, of what happened, and how do we get back into power as Republicans. And
well, I certainly don't think, we're going to be able to, unfortunately, you know. In fact, every time I get a call from the people from the Republican Party, oh, doctor, we appreciate your help in the past, and now can we put you down for $100 or $500? And I say, you won't get a cent out of me. You abandon your principles. You are on the wrong side of every social and moral issue. You talk about all your family values, and you don't really practice them at all. No way. And you get a little stammering there on the telephone, and then they give up. And but they always come back again. Always
they come
after
back.
More
they still
money
have some kind of big time member, and I don't know why they didn't scrub down their list. I will tell you, Dr. Stan, and it's in my book, but people have to see this to believe it. The mailer that was sent up by the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee was comparing my position on abortion to Hillary Clinton. I happen to be pro life. Well grounded in that, and very, and well within the mainstream of the pro-life thought. Link Chafee has 100% rating for the National Abortion Rights Action League, NARAL, 100%, and they endorsed him in the campaign. But because in one newspaper article, when Hillary Clinton said that partial birth, each abortion was a tragedy, I said, well, at least that's one reasonable statement that we can start to try to get people to come together on this, that abortion is wrong. Well, they took that and they put out a mailer basically telling Hillary Clinton's position on, and she supports a partial birth abortion. I do not, obviously, but she supports it like Link Chafee does. But they don't put that in there. So it's a mailer with a picture of Hillary Clinton trying to incent to the pro-life people, trying to get them not to vote for me by telling them Link Chafee's position and lying in the mailer. It's the most outrageous thing. I put it, the whole mailer is in the book, and people ought to buy a copy of Primary Mistake just to see what the National Republican Party did.
Well, because I, of a lifelong Republican, I no longer support them at all. I cannot support them, and I will not support them. And I don't think we're going to be able to take the leadership back, because I think that there's an awful lot of big money that's there that has bought the Republican Party, just like they bought the Democratic Party. And I don't think we have much of a choice. And if you look and see what the Democrats stand for, and you look and see what the Republicans stand for, I don't think there's a dime's worth of difference between them, really. I mean, the Republicans claim to be pro-life, but what have they done after 6 years of controlling both houses? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing. And by the way,
you know,
the
president could have just stopped this whole thing by an executive order. He's refused to do it. I mean, he says one thing, does another, takes money away from one international, organization that's funding abortion and gets a big, tremendous credit for that, but then he gives the same money to another international organization that's funding abortion, and that's never reported. And the pro-life people are so gullible. I mean, they feel so strongly about this, they never stop and see what's really going on and never ask, why are things no better now that the Republicans control both houses and the executive branch of government?
Well, it's true on situations like that. It's true on taxes. I mean, to have both control of both houses and not make the tax cuts permanent is amazing. I mean, and what happened in Rhode Island, by the way, it wasn't just the National Senatorial Campaign Committee. I mean, people like John McCain came into Rhode Island and called Link Chafee a great leader. Laura Bush, by the way, the president sent his wife into Rhode Island to campaign. He couldn't come, obviously. But he sent his wife into campaign after the president, after Link Chafee didn't vote for him, said he deceived the country, thought censorship was a good idea for the president, they still sent in poor Laura Bush. I mean, I have a quote in the book where my wife basically asked her about it, and she said, I might have to go, but if I went to one of these things where someone didn't vote for you and was against you, I might have to kneecap the guy when I got there.
Well, anyway, I'm sure it must have been a tremendous disappointment.
People around the country, so I have thousands of emails, hundreds and hundreds of letters. One I put in the book just to sum up what was happening with the grassroots when they heard about these kind of things. And they just couldn't believe what was happening.
Well, I've seen this happen. But, you know, this happened in that Specter race, too, where you had a real conservative running against Specter, who's, you know, another rhino Republican in name only. So, you know, the Republican Party claims they stand for certain values, and they really don't. They're ultimately hypocrisy. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, there's one thing you can do, and that is don't give them a cent of money. And let other people understand that you just can't trust them. We've got too many people who claim to support the values that we believe in and really don't. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Secretary of State had to drop out of the race, so it left Sheldon Whitehouse, who is the U.S. Senator now, with no one to campaign against. And that obviously wasn't very helpful for our side, because it allowed the National Republican Party to really target
the liberals.
Liberals, because they didn't have a primary to vote in anymore, so they would cross over to vote for Ling Chafee. And they're very, you know, listen, the National Republican Party is very good. They get out the vote effort. They brought in hundreds and hundreds of volunteers against me from out of state. And, I mean, their campaign was to bring in the out-of-state volunteers, smear me, outspend me. And then, by the way, in what was an incredible business decision, after they won the primary, they left the state. They ran maybe one ad and spent another $100,000 when the Democrats were spending millions.
In other words, they really didn't try to get Chafee elected at all.
No.
One thing they did want to do was defeat you because you were an honest, good as conservative.
It seems like they just didn't want a real reformer down in Washington when after the primary they just decided to pick up and leave. What was the point?
Well, the point was they didn't want you there. It's pretty obvious what the point was. You obviously are an independent. You weren't going to go along with the establishment, and
that's
you're
right.
A troublemaker. And that's what they do not want, anybody there who thinks for themselves or can act independently. They want yes men in the United States Senate. It's yes, sir. And, of course, you're to go along with what the party dictates, not what is right, and not certainly what the people want.
Right. And they certainly, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, have not learned their lesson. I mean, if you look at the fundraising operations that are going on at different campaign committees, the Senate senatorial campaign committees, the Republicans are being outraised 4-1 right now, and at the Congressional Committee being outraised 10-1 in the next cycle. So, you know, when you try to reauthorize No Child Left Behind, people have a habit of saying, no, I'm not going to participate in that. I think that it's a bad federal program, but it's the Republican Party that thought it up. Then they thought they could triangulate with Ted Kennedy, and you know what happens when there's a big new program that gets in place, and then when it doesn't work, what do Democrats say? We need more money. Then it just becomes a bigger program. And that's what's happened with No Child Left Behind, for example.
But, of course, the thing is that the No Child Left Behind program was Ted Kennedy's program, which George Bush got through. The Medicare drug bill was Ted Kennedy's legislation. He's been trying to get it through for years. He couldn't get it through. The Republicans got it through for him. When are people going to begin to understand that the Republicans are passing the Democrats' legislation?
Well, I think the grassroots are understanding because they've stopped giving money, but the question is when is the leadership going to understand, and I don't know if there's going to be a disaster in 2008, like there was in 74 and 76, to let the Republican Party finally say, wait a second, maybe this guy Reagan was the right guy, let's go, and then, of course, Reagan became president,
but it
got pretty dark, you know, the change on the hill seems pretty far away right now.
I think the Republicans are going to lose everything this coming year because of the war. The people don't like the war. Certainly the majority of the Republicans don't like the war. It's only the leadership that likes the war. And I will tell you, especially if this war expands into Iran, as we fear that it will, I think you're going to have a hard time getting elected dog catcher if you have a Republican in front of your name.
Well, I think you may be right in 2008 as the way the National Republican Party is ignoring on many issues with the will of the Republican and lots of independents. And by the way, on immigration, lots of Democrats. I mean, you know, generally speaking, as I walked around Rhode Island, and this is up in Rhode Island, but I don't think it's any different anywhere else, I never saw a greater divide on the issue of illegal immigration between the Washington elites and what people were talking about when I knocked on their doors, whether they were Democrats, Republicans, or independents. Basic American understands we can only assimilate so many people into this great American culture, and we have too many in right now. And they all know that the Americans could put a man on the moon, we can secure our borders. They just don't want to. The money's been authorized, they simply won't do it.
That's right, and they really don't care what the people want. And, Chris, I personally believe this has to do with this globalist philosophy, which many of our elite adhere to. They don't care what the people want. They know what's best for us, and they have a different agenda. Well, are you going to be running again, do you think?
Well, I haven't made any decision, but the state of Rhode Island is going to face the same fiscal pressures and disaster that Cranston did. And being a guy who's a Harvard MBA and ran a bigger financial firm, people do view me as an executive. So we'll have to see what happens, but there is an open race for governor in 2010. There are other races going on, but I'll have to think of what to do myself. My wife's having my sixth child, so there's other things going on in my personal life. But I'm not going away, and I've been very, very lucky and blessed to do what I've done with my life, and I'm not going away. I'm trying to keep up the people around and live the American dream.
Where can people get your book?
They can get it at Amazon.com. You can go to Steve Laffey, StevLaffey.com, and choose where you want to buy it. In fact, you can read the introduction and see if you want to buy it. But I think it's a great tale. I'll be happy if we're going to get you a book.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
I'd like to stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And is Stephen still with us, or did he have to take off? All right, fine. So it's going to be open lines the last half hour. But I think that, because what Stephen had to say is very important. You must understand, although I don't think Stephen understands it, the leadership of both parties is controlled by the same people. And the last thing they want is somebody in Washington, D.C., as a United States Senator, who's not under their control. And obviously, Stephen's a very smart man, very, very, you know, well-motivated, very idealistic. Sounds like he's pro-life and on the right side of most issues. But unfortunately, like so many people in political office or running for political office, he doesn't understand the spiritual forces that energize the leaders of both political parties. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk about something, you have a subject you'd like to bring up, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Otherwise, you're going to have to hear a monologue from me for the next for the next 30 minutes. But you know, if you really begin to analyze how we got into this mess, how did we get into this this no-win war in Iraq? And of course, it all goes back to what supposedly happened on September 11th, 2001. But what really did happen that day? And I would ask you to go and find a picture of the wreckage site at Shanksville in Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 crashed into the ground there, and we had pictures. I remember seeing them at the time and wondering, well, where's the wreckage? There's just a big hole in the ground. There was no tail for the airplane. There was no wings of the airplane. There was no fuselage of the airplane. There were no bodies for the airplane. There were certainly no luggage. There was about an 8-mile debris field covering about 8 miles from that site, but nothing at the site of the crash. And yet we're told certainly the plane crashed into the ground, and we don't know how all that debris got spread all over, but the government insists the plane was not shot down. It just nosed down, went right into the ground, and vaporized. Now, when was the last time you ever, if you've ever seen a plane crash, that a plane vaporized and the tail, the wings, the fuselage, the bodies, the luggage, everything disappeared when the plane hit the ground, and there's just a big smoking hole there. And of course, you could have done the same thing with the explosives at the bottom of the hole. Are you going to believe your eyes when you look at that? Are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe what the government tells you, that that's when the plane crashed? Well, I don't believe that's when the plane crashed. I don't care what they tell me. I mean, my intelligence tells me that no plane crashed at that site. And if it did crash at that site, then why would there be a debris field, you know, over a period of 8 miles with toilet seats and motors and you know, sometimes many miles away from the crash site? They simply lied to us about that. If they lied to us about that, I believe they've lied about everything. The only thing that you'll find out that they will admit they found at the crash site was, number one, a partially burned passport of one of the hijackers that somehow survived the flaming inferno that devoured the wreckage and everything else, and the bodies and the luggage, but this partially burned passport somehow got out of the pocket of one of the hijackers and was found laying on the ground there at Shanksville, and then there was a Holy Bible, and it was open to a very meaningful scripture. I've forgotten what it was, but everybody commented that obviously this was what God had done. Well, I don't believe it's what God had done. I believe it's what the people who staged this whole tragedy did, and I don't know who they are. We have between 14 and 20 intelligence agencies, any one of which could have staged this. And, of course, the one thing is, when you are intelligence, you swear that you will never reveal what you know. And if you do, they'll either put you in prison for the rest of your life, or they'll simply eliminate you and your family in a very, very unnice manner. In fact, I've been told that this is the reason that Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald. And if you want to know what to verify what I'm saying, it's in a book we carry that goes into the background of the murder of Sam Giancana, and it's a fascinating book. It was written by Chuck Giancana, who's Sam Giancana's brother, and in this book, why he explains that the reason that Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald is he was simply told that if he didn't do it, they were going to torture him to death and everyone in his family. And when you get an offer like that from the mafia, why you will certainly walk into the police station and gun down Lee Harvey Oswald, who just happened to be a friend of Jack Ruby's. And, of course, that book is called Double Cross. We still have copies of it, although, of course, and it's in paperback. It's an important book, Double Cross by Chuck Giancano. Well, the same thing happens with the intelligence agencies. If you tell the truth, why, they're going to get you. And most people in intelligence are not going to risk their lives or their families and their own lives just to simply tell the American people the truth about what happened, because they wouldn't be able to get the truth out anyway. Of course, with the media control such that it is, why, of course, they would never have an opportunity for a national exposure. So whatever happened there at Shanksville in Pennsylvania, we may very well never know. But the one thing I can tell you is Flight 93 did not nose down and crash into the ground and simply vaporize, as we've been told, any more than 1,100 bodies in the Twin Towers disappeared. I mean, they just... they were just supposedly pancaking. They would have been crushed. But when you crush a human body, you still have the bones. You still have some tissue there. But 1,100 bodies disappeared. Nobody knows where they were. Nothing was ever found. So were they crushed in the collapse or were they vaporized in the explosions? If there were explosions, then they haven't told us the truth. In a similar manner, there were 1,100 people who testified before the 911 Commission. 1,100 people testified before the 911 Commission whose testimony was sealed for 50 years. Now, there were another 100 people who testified that were then allowed to testify in public, but 1,100 testified in secret, and it's still secret. Why would they seal that testimony for 50 years? Because they don't want the American people to know what happened on 9-1-1, and which has led us into, of course, the attack on Afghanistan and now the attack on Iraq and, unfortunately, the coming attack on Iran. And I believe this was all planned ahead of time. I believe we have no intention of pulling our troops out of Iraq. And if you want to verify what I'm saying, I suggest you go to the website newamericancentury.org. That's www.newamericancentury.org. There's a pamphlet there called Rebuilding America's Defenses, and I believe it's on page 14. And of course, remember, this is the organization that was put together by Jeb Bush, by Dick Cheney, by Donald Rumsfeld, certainly by Paul Wolfowitz, by John Bolton, by the people who really are in positions of power in Washington, D.C., Elliot Abrams, Norman Potter Rhodes, Frank Gaffney, William Bennett, Gary Ben, Gary of Bauer, who leads the conservatives and, of course, is betraying them in my estimation. And, of course, if you want to verify what I'm saying, go to the website newamericancentury.org. It's their website. Read, of course, the Statement of Principles for 1997. You'll find all the names that I mentioned in there were about 27 names there in the initial group, including the president's brother, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney. This was long before they came to power, but it was all cut and dried. And then in the year 2000, they published Rebuilding America's Defenses. Look on page 14, and I wouldn't stick my reputation to that page, but I think it is, as I remember. And there they tell you the ultimate goal. Now, this isn't in the year 2000, long before the 9-1-1 attack, 9-11 attack. They say that the ultimate goal is permanently stationing American troops in Iraq, irrespective of whether Saddam Hussein is still in power or not. That's what it's all about. And, of course, the president has even admitted now that we're going to have to keep troops there permanently. General Petraeus has admitted we're going to have to keep troops there permanently. Wait, I thought we went in to liberate the people. No, that is what you tell the suckers. That's what you tell the men who are going to go over there and fight and bleed and suffer and die. But the elite have always wanted, of course, to have a permanent military base in Iraq, in the heartland, of course, of the world, because Iraq is very, very close to this. This is the center of the world. In fact, if you read the book It was written by Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the most evil men in the world, a man who organized the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller. But Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book in 1997 called The Grand Chessboard, in which he talked about this area of Iraq and of course, that region as the very center of the world. And that's what it's all about. He said the people who control that will control the world. And they will. And that's why we want our troops stationed there. We want an American empire. We have our troops stationed in Germany 60 years after the Second World War ended. We have our troops stationed in Japan 60 years after the Second World War ended. We have our troops stationed in Korea 50 years after the Korean War ended. What are the three largest economies in the world? The United States, Japan, and Germany. And, of course, we occupy those other two countries. Also, one of the major economies, certainly not in the top three or four, but is South Korea. And, of course, we still occupy that country. And now we're going to occupy Iraq. We have an empire. We have our troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations. We have over 700 overseas military bases. But we can't let the American people understand that the whole purpose and the plan has been for hundreds of years to have an American empire that would lead the world into the new world order and the new world religion with a new world leader. Now, this is, of course, why this plan, and really if you want to read about it, it's in a book we carry. It's not listed in my catalog. It's called The Secret Destiny of America. It was written by Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist who worshipped Lucifer, one of the most brilliant people I've ever read. And if you've never read his Secret Teachings of All Ages or his Secret Destiny of America, you must read it. But he will tell you that for over 3,000 years, there have been secret societies that were working to bring about world democracy and this world government. Secret societies working to bring about world democracy. So if you wonder why, of course, George Bush wants to bring democracy to Iraq rather than a Republican form of government, similar to the one we have here in the United States, established by our Constitution and by every one of our state constitutions and by the Declaration of Independence and by the Bill of Rights. Why don't we establish a Republican democracy and let a republic in Iraq and let the people be free? Because the long-range plan of the secret societies has always been world democracy. If you don't believe that, let me suggest the DVD, Chris Pinto's excellent DVD, Riddles in Stone. And, of course, the book I recommend to go with that, which would be The Secret Destiny of America by Mandy P. Hall, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But you're going to have to specifically request The Secret Destiny of America because it's not listed in the catalog. And the reason it's not listed is because it's a satanic book, and I wouldn't want anybody to say that we were recommending it. But if you really want to know what it's about, you need to read this and understand that you're reading the position of those on the other side. Now, our telephone number here is 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question, a comment, or would love to hear from you. If you'd like to understand the background of our attack on Afghanistan and Iraq, let me suggest our three pamphlets. They're a three-pamphlet set. They're only $9.95 for all three pamphlets. Foreknowledge 911, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. That's Foreknowledge 911, Parts 1, 2, and 3. And then we have, of course, my August, September, October, November, and December newsletters for last year, and they're available up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com. Pull those down and read them too as well, and you'll find Condoleezza Rice when she was asked in the 911 Commission, well, why didn't you do something? You knew the attack was coming, and she said, oh, well, but we really couldn't do anything because... And if I could just look up here in our my newsletter, I believe it's in the newsletter, November newsletter, where she is asked this question, why didn't you do something? And let me quote what Thomas Keene, Governor Thomas Keene, Rice pointed out that the nation simply wasn't prepared to take dramatic action against Al-Qaeda before 9/11, either abroad or in reforming government at home, and said, until there is a catastrophic event that forces people to think differently, that forces people to overcome all customs and old culture and old fears about domestic intelligence, that you don't get that kind of change. In other words, they had to have an incident. Now, you'll find that on page 180 of Thomas Keene's book, Without Precedent, The Story of the 9/11 Commission. Let me read that again. And, of course, let me just simply read the entire paragraph here. When Condoleezza was asked, and I quote now, why the Bush administration had not held senior-level meetings on counterterrorism before September 2001, and why more had not been done to take defensive measures in response to the threat reporting over the spring and summer, Rice pointed out that the nation simply wasn't prepared to take dramatic action against Al-Qaeda before 9/11, either abroad or in reforming government at home, and said, until there is a catastrophic event that forces people to think differently, that forces people to overcome all customs and old culture and old fears about domestic intelligence, that you don't get that kind of a change. And so they left those people there to die. They got the incident. They needed an incident. Read what she has to say. Understand she's telling exactly what happened that day. And yet, of course, there's not one in 10,000 Americans who's ever read her testimony there before the 9/11 Commission or read the book Without Precedent by Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton. You'll find that on page 180. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. We're up against evil people. And, of course, they want to change our attitude. They want us to be willing to accept surveillance and video cameras and listening to our telephone conversations and reading our emails, and they want a dictatorship in America, and that's what it's all about. What are you going to do? Are you going to join us in this battle? Are you going to sit back and do nothing and lose your freedom and then curse the darkness? We'll be right back to welcome the program.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautenol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautenol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautenol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautenol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautenol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, well, we do hope that many of you, of course, will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Quite frankly, we need help to keep the network we put together, and we've pretty well done it simply with the help of people out there. We don't have any big supporters, but we've got a lot of little people who really care about freedom. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, we're on Telstar 5 satellite. You can get here as 9 hours a day there. We offer a 24-hour feed between Joyce Riley, Chris Meyer, and Pastor Butch Paul and myself. I'm on 9 hours a day, if you have the time to listen. And some of them, of course, are repeat programs. But that Telstar 5 satellite, then, of course, we're on the Internet, 5 hours every day. And certainly we're on short wave 4 hours a day. And we're on all sorts of stations across America. And we have about 60 outlets every week. It's an expensive proposition. If you'd like to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We do hope many of you are going to seriously consider coming to our all-day conference on the 28th of October. Got a great lineup of speakers, and of course, it's going to start programs on the Sunday at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course in the Monterey Bay area. Beautiful location for a meeting. And we've held it there for a number of years. We've been very happy with them. Meeting's going to start, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it go through till, about 5:30 in the evening. And if you can come, please give us a call, make your reservations. We need to know definitely how many people are coming. We're serving lunch. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you really want to understand the background of what really happened on 9-1-1, you need to get our three pamphlets, For Knowledge 9-1-1. The three pamphlets are only $9.95 altogether. And then you can go up to the Internet and pull down our August, September, October, November, and December newsletters. And, of course, read those through, and you'll know more than most other people do. And one thing I can tell you is we have not been told the truth. Those people were left there to die, and we dishonor those 3,000 people who died if we don't expose what happened that day and keep alive their memory. So the other side's going to play on, try to tell you, oh my goodness, you dishonor them. If you question the official party line, we dishonor them by not questioning what the official party line. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will begin making preparations for the coming crisis, because I believe we are going to war with Iran. Hope and pray that I'm wrong, and I hope you will pray that I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong too, but everything points in that direction. And of course, the terrible financial consequences of this in an already bankrupt nation, a nation financially bankrupt and morally bankrupt and spiritually bankrupt, or we're in real trouble. So if you'd like, of course, to think about how you would be able to survive with the times that lie ahead. First of all, you need to understand there's a plan for concentration camps. We have the four tapes out on concentration camps. We have a concentration camp special with all sorts of videos and pictures in that, which we certainly recommend. We have a new four tape set called The Impending Police State, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you would like an emergency food catalog, we'd be glad to send you one, or a health catalog, or a regular catalog, but do not put this off. Believe me, the food is getting in short supply. The price of wheat just went over $8 a bushel. Some increasing amounts of our wheat has been fumigated with fluoride, which is a poison. and it will be poisonous for you to eat. Get your supplies in now so that you'll have something to look after yourself and your family. If you'd like the emergency catalog, we'll send you one. Give us a call. And if you already have the catalog, make your order and do it now. Do not put it off. So, and, of course, the genetically modified foods will soon be substituted. There's getting to be shortages of food. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, we had hoped this afternoon to have Michael Perutka with us, but simply he's not picking up his telephone, so I guess we're going to have another open hour line. And if there's something you'd like to talk about, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But right now we have coming to us from Annapolis, Maryland, Michael Perutka. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Oh, well, I always worry that we're not going to get you. I'm so glad you're with us. Tell us how things are back there, back in Annapolis.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm privileged to be with you, and things in Annapolis are going well. I tell you, one of the latest projects that we're working on at Institute on the Constitution, and I don't have a lot of details about it yet, but it's a pretty exciting project. What we're trying to do is to put together a budget for the Maryland General Assembly. That's what we call our state legislature, the General Assembly. And we're going to try to put together a budget for the Maryland General Assembly, which would actually be constitutional.
All right. Well, that sounds like a very worthwhile project. But I know, so.
Well, we want to be able to not just curse the darkness, but we want to be able to light a candle and be able to hold up before the people and try to get some press on this and show the legislature and the people what a constitutional budget might look like. And
how would it be different than the one that you have now?
Well, it would eliminate a vast number of, well, I'm going to use the word programs, and I'm reminded that Joseph Silver once wrote, if they call it a program, it's probably unconstitutional. If it has that title, it would eliminate programs that actually are unlawful, and probably this covers the waterfront of all the social programs, socialist programs that actually don't that are not productive. They have the appearance of being productive, and they soul ostensibly is productive to the people. But of course, for example, if you talk about a government jobs program, there's no way that a government can create a job. It must steal the money for the job from somebody who has already got a job, a real job, and being productive in order to create, quote unquote, create a job. Or it has to, in the case of the federal government, it just creates money out of thin air, as you know the Federal Reserve does, to pay for these jobs. And of course, that's not a productive thing to do either. It just ends up in an inflationary situation, which is another form, of course, of taxation. So we're trying our best to put this together. It's not finished yet, but it's the latest project we're working on, trying to have it together for our next General Assembly, which begins here in Maryland in January. And we hope we can get some press. Of course, it would certainly be vastly less and smaller than current unconstitutional budgets. So that's one of the things we're working on.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in addition to that, we are getting ready to start our fall classes of Institute on the Constitution, and we're going to be conducting a regular course and plus a course in the Maryland Constitution. And we're hoping that the Maryland Constitution course can be mimicked in other states so that people can actually, you know, grab a hold of the tools that they need to in order to hold their elected representatives accountable.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
Today. United States Constitution and the Maryland State Constitution, but very few of them.
Hold that thought right there. All right, this is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead. And Sidney Michael, Foothill was just saying that the reason that he and his brother got involved with the Institute of the Constitution, they suddenly realized that as attorneys who had graduated from law school, they didn't understand the Constitution. They realized that many attorneys didn't understand the Constitution, and many judges didn't understand it. So pick this story up there, Michael.
Sure. As a matter of fact, the dearth of knowledge, the dearth of information about the Constitution is manifested, it's massive. You mentioned that I went to law school, and so did my brother, and so did the judges, of course, in the state of Maryland and all the attorneys in Maryland. But believe it or not, Dr. Stan, and I know you believe it, and many of your listeners I'm sure do, in law school, we take a course called constitutional law, but we don't study the Constitution. We don't study the principles on which the Constitution was founded. We don't study the words of the Constitution. What we study is this perverted kind of notion and idea, and kind of a through-the-looking-glass notion. We study something called case law, which actually is a methodology invented by those who don't want to follow the Constitution. It's a methodology of looking at law that actually subverts and perverts and twists the law. And as I say, subverts constitutional law. So we've got this whole system, and this to many people sounds like it can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. Well, yes, it is. We have a whole system of law schools in this country and a whole system of admitting people to the bar, which is the franchise to practice law in a particular state or jurisdiction. And it's all designed to teach law the wrong way. As a matter of fact, my good friend, former Chief Justice of Roy Moore, he calls it unlaw. He says in law schools today, what's being taught, what's being learned, is a system that's really unlaw or non-law. This idea that we get the law by looking at the cases and figuring out what is said in the cases, and then we develop these rules like the Lemon test for the First Amendment, just as an example. We're no longer looking at the law, we're looking at these rules and tests that courts make up. And this case law methodology came into vogue in the late 1800s and was started at Harvard Law School. And now it's everywhere, but it began as an attempt to really subvert the idea of the true idea of law, which is what we teach at Institute on the Constitution, which is that law comes from God. Law does not change. It does not evolve. Courts may discover the law in certain situations, but law itself is a fixed standard because it was given by God. Now, while that might seem outlandish in today's society, it was precisely the view of our founders. That was precisely their view when they said, as you quoted before in the Declaration of Independence, that they said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they're endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights. What they were saying is that law comes from God, and that the purpose of civil government is to protect and defend those God-given rights. That's a that's a methodology of thinking. That's a what some of us call a worldview that is generally been lost today in America. And we consider it to be our mission to re-educate America, to reinvigorate Americans, to reconnect them to this idea of law and liberty and government. And again, when we talk about what we call the American view of law and liberty and government, and there are other views, we can talk about them in a minute, but the quintessential American view is based on the idea, number one, that there is such a thing as absolute truth, and the truth is that, number one, there is a God, number two, our rights come from Him, they're not privileges of government, and number three, the purpose of civil government is not to redistribute your wealth, but to protect and defend those God-given rights. That's really at the heart of it. what our American belief system is about. And as you and I know, that belief system has been attacked and subjugated and twisted. And of course, that particular belief system you won't find taught in American schools. American government-run schools don't teach youngsters how to be Americans. They teach them, as I said, their other worldviews. They're teaching them a Marxist, socialist, secular humanist mishmash of beliefs, which end up in what, again, what Lord Moore calls unlaw. That's why we have this chaos. That's why we have, shucks, Dr. Stan, that's why we have men marrying men. That's why we have courts that actually defend that. That's why we have, of course, men can't marry men. that can't happen. But we have these rampant and serious problems in America because we have lost this American way of thinking.
And of course now we see increasing crimes, we see increasing shooting and gang shootings, we see increasing immorality and prostitution, and everybody sort of laughs at it. We see pedophilia, and we see kids growing up without any sound moral values, and we find more people living out together than actually being married. There are more people who are not married in California today than there are couples who are actually married. And we see America changing, and nobody understands what it's about. Everybody says, we want to be free. We want to be free. We just got the government to take care of us. We expect the government to take care of us, having forgotten what our founding fathers knew, and that is that any government that can provide whatever the people need has got to be able to take whatever the people have. And we never teach that. The government doesn't have any money. The only money it has is what it takes from us by force through taxation, what it, of course, borrows, or what it, of course, can print and create out of nothing, which destroys the value of the currency already in circulation. And people think that the government can provide for us. Government doesn't have any money.
Exactly. And it can't, as you said, it can't provide anything to anybody that it first doesn't steal one way or another from somebody else. That goes right back, of government, and goes right back again to this question of worldview. And in the American worldview, and by the way, when I call it the American worldview, you could also call it the biblical worldview, because that's what it was founded upon. The idea that on the one side of the ledger, government, in the proper biblical American worldview, government is God-ordained. God has ordained civil government. On the other, that is to say, he says that you render to Caesar what is Caesar, but to God what is God's. He says there is such a thing as civil government, but it's limited. Its power and authority is limited. But on the other side, where we seem to live now in this kind of pagan, secular, humanist view, it's not that government is godly ordained, it's that government is God. We see government and we think of it as God. That's why I like to use the example. The government wants to put an RFID chip in all the cattle in America. It eventually wants to put a chip in all the people in America. It already has it in your cell phone and in your OnStar, in your car, in your Lojet. They want to do that because if they consider themselves God, God wants to know where you are at all times.
Well, I think the most interesting thing is recently, Michael, these television ads, people watch them, about the people who are going to pay there, they're going to have something at a fast food restaurant, and they want to pay in cash. Everybody else is paying with a credit card. Oh, no, this one person wants to pay in cash, and suddenly everybody frowns and turns away and gets it to the other line, because when you pay in cash, why, you're just holding things up. They want everybody, first of all, to use a credit card, and then, of course, because you can lose your credit card, they can steal your identity, they want to put a chip in everybody, so you'll either buy it or sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast, or by known by the number of his name, and you can't understand what's going on today. And let's just see how cleverly they are using television and advertising to convince us We've just got to go along with the system, a cashless system. Everybody has a chip in them. Won't it be wonderful?
You are so right. When we see those kind of commercials, it's subtle and yet it's very powerful and also very evil that we're being coerced and we're being implored to go and do that which is exactly against our interest, exactly against our own interest.
And of course, when we see many of our major ministries, Christian ministries, saying, "Don't worry about taking the chip. There's nothing wrong with taking the chip. It's not about economics at all. It's about worship." And I say, "Well, see, I thought the Revelation says, you know, you either buy or sell. Yes, you have the mark of the beast, or be known by the number of his name." "Oh no, no, it has nothing to do with economics," they tell us. "Go ahead. You can trust us because we're Christians too." Well, our guest today is Michael Perutkin. We're talking about really our Constitution. We're talking about the very foundation of our freedom. And of course, it's not well taught. And that's why Michael and his brother organized the Institute of the Constitution. And really, of course, at great expense and time and effort and totally dedicated to trying to rekindle that belief in our form of government, in our way of life, that once made America the envy of the entire world. And that's not true today. In fact, more and more, as we turn further and further away from God, more and more people throughout the world are beginning to hate America.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan personal cooling system. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
"I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product."
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan personal cooling system. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Gasoline prices are out of control.
Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Michael. Simply been talking about some of the recent debates on television, the Republican debates, and of course, you're always told that either Giuliani has won or that Sonny Romney has won. But of course, if you look at the television polls, the internet polls, Ron Paul keeps winning time and time and time again. But, of course, that doesn't matter. They don't care what the polls show. They don't care what the people want. There is an elite that controls the medium. And, of course, if they can't convince people that that Fred Thompson should be the next president or Giuliani should be the next president, and they will totally ignore the fact that Ron Paul, in many instances, has won the hearts of the people because he wants to get out of this no-win war over there in Iraq, and he wants to return to the Constitution, and he's the only candidate who talks about the Constitution and limiting the power of government. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned, Dr. Stan, the elite, and it seems to me that you got to wonder, well, what is the allegiance of the elite? What is the allegiance of if you thought like an American, you believe like Americans, like we've talked about, there is a God, our rights come from Him, the purpose of the government is to protect and secure those rights. If you believed that, then you would structure and care and have allegiance to a certain form of government. And if you believe something different, if you believed in that your allegiance is to a global allegiance or to international trade treaties or international organizations, if you had this other view, then you'd do something else. You wouldn't, I think, care so much about protecting America's borders. Because the sooner you could let masses and masses and millions of people across the border, the sooner that you could lower the standard of living in America, then the sooner you could accomplish your mission of subsuming America into the New World Order. But it's harder to subsume America into the New World Order so long as there is a relatively high standard of living and so long as there is order and orderly governmental functions, etc. There has to be a certain amount of chaos and uncertainty and it has to be a certain kind of a mess before Americans will go, just give me that order, New World Order, any kind of order. Give me an order.
That's because the old adage of when liberty leads to a loss of order, then the demand for order will lead to a loss of liberty. When liberty leads to a loss of order, the demand for order will lead to a loss of liberty. And we see the judges letting these criminals go. I mean, this guy's been arrested 39 times and convicted 47 times, and yet he's out on parole and he kills somebody else, and they get him in and they talk about really how he was mistreated as a child. They let him out again on some technicality. Maybe, of course, they didn't read him his Miranda rights. And we're seeing increasing chaos in America. We're seeing disillusionment in America. We're seeing people who say, gee, really, is this country really worth saving? Well, I believe it's worth saving, and I believe Michael believes it's worth saving because we have a sound form of government. It's just a shame we've abandoned it.
And that's true, and it's tragic, Dr. Stan, but the good news is, at least theoretically, at least on paper, that form of government is still around.
Right.
It's not like we have to get together and write it up. It's written up. You might have to dig in the National Archives to find it, but it's there. The Declaration of Independence still exists. The Constitution still exists. What doesn't exist is the will of the people to hold their elected representatives and their appointed representatives accountable to following it. That's why I admire the men that are working in that way. I admire Ron Paul, and I admire Chief Justice Roy Moore, and I admire Dr. Stan, and I admire men who care about that and are willing to talk about it and lead the fight to reclaim it. And it can be reclaimed, but I think only, Dr. Stan, if people have the tools and the knowledge to do so. And again, it brings me back to my commercial for Institute on the Constitution. That's what we're trying to do. And let me just tell folks, if you don't know about it, you can get up with us at IOTCOnline.com, and you can get materials. And we have what we call a host lecture kit. And I know that Pastor Whitney has been on and talked about this. But we have a host lecture kit where you can not only study these principles in an orderly fashion, study the principles of American government and study American history.
You're going to have to hold up. We'll be right back here.
Sure.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Pruitt. And Michael is simply pointing out that, really, if you take the course on the Institute of the Constitution, it can be, in many respects, a life-changing concept, because suddenly you begin to understand what America is all about, and of course, what a wonderful heritage we have, and how tragic it's being lost, and what it will mean if, of course, we lose America. And, of course, if that should happen, then believe me, we'll see the new dark ages in this country, and many people will pray. We'll pray for death, for the end of it all. Well, before we go on, Michael, let's go ahead and tell our listeners about how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and get one of those host kits.
Sure, they can go online at iotconline.com. They can get us that way. They can also call, and I always have trouble with I've always trouble with the 800 number. But let me give the number. They can dial 410-768-2280, and they can ask for information about Institute on the Constitution. Again, that's 410-768-2280. Again, the website is iotconline.com. And when you purchase these materials, and we try to keep them not very expensive. We try to keep them within reason. When you purchase these, you are really making an investment in your future, in the future of America, and in your children's future as well. Because I would argue that you have an obligation to pass these principles of American law and liberty and government on to your children. And one of the things that de Tocqueville, who visited America in the 1830s, one of the things he said about America was that Americans know how their government works. They it's a work under their own hands, he said. They're involved in it. And if you ask most citizens of America, he can tell you where his rights come from. He can tell you how he obtains them. He can tell you about them. Now, is that the America that we live in now, Dr. Stan? I would say it's not. I would say we don't know those things, but we should, because that is fundamental to maintaining our liberty.
Amen to that. Well, let me give that telephone number. It's 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Is that the right number, Michael?
It is, yes, and I thank you for that. I don't have that in front of me right here, but that's the 800 number. That's the toll-free number, 866-730-9796. The other one costs you to call, so you can call that one. And that way
Michael will have to pay for it. That quote from de Tocqueville is really one of my favorites. He said this: I sought for the key to the greatest and genius of America in her harbors, in her fertile fields and boundless forests, in her rich nations, the vast world commerce, in her public school system and institutions of learning. I sought for the greatness of America in her democratic Congress and her matchless Constitution, but not until I went into the churches of America and heard the pulpits there flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. But I would simply ask, do you really think that a nation that allows torture, that invades other countries, that certainly is willing, of course, to do what our country has done and imprison the helpless people over there in Iraq, and many times actually torture them to death and let the torturers off? Do you really think God is going to continue to bless that nation? And I would simply point out that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And when God brings his judgment on a nation, it's a frightening thing to witness. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, no, amen. And that is a wonderful quote from de Tocqueville and the others that you mentioned as well. And we have to grab back control of our own civil government. It has become tyrannical. It has become It's not just that it's grown out of all bounds of what it was supposed to be. It has been that, but it's also become something different from what it was supposed to be. It's a pagan understanding now of government, where we think that that government is God. Interestingly, that you're talking about torture and the allowing of torture. This is even that it would be debated or discussed in America that we would allow and authorize torture is just an abomination. It's an abomination. And it, like you were giving an example earlier, Dr. Stan, we were softened up for this by the media. I remember there being these debates because of the show 24 or whatever, where this guy he's torturing. He's our guy. He's our torturer. So what we're being softened up for is to accept this. Oh, well, we have to do that to further our ends. And again, that's that knee jerk reaction. My country, you know, right or wrong, and that is so evil and so wrong. When my country, when she's right, when she's wrong, that I need to set her right.
Amen to that. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call if you agree or disagree. If you'd like to talk to Michael, have an issue you think is important. Recently at one of the Senate hearings, one of the assistants to the president was, talking about her loyalty to the president. She said, I support our president. I've sworn an oath of loyalty to the president. And one of the senators said, I thought you swore an oath of loyalty to the Constitution. And the woman began to stammer and said, oh, yes, to the Constitution. She honestly didn't understand that we do not swear an oath of loyalty to the president. We swear an oath of loyalty to the Constitution before God to defend it against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And unfortunately, we have people in America who hate this country, who want to merge us into a world government, who really, of course, will destroy our sovereignty, and many of these people are in key positions in our government today. And that's why, of course, they will not defend our borders. That's why, of course, they refuse to build a fence along the southern border of the United States, even though it's been enacted and the money's been appropriated. And that's, of course, why there's an effort to legitimize people who've come into this country to make the illegals legal, because they want a multicultural, multilingual society so they can pay one group against another and create that chaos that will then justify the implementation of a dictatorship. Go right ahead. Michael? Oh, we lost Michael. Let's see. Can I get our producer to get Michael back on the line? And let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. I don't know what happened to Michael. But anyway, Mike, did you have a question?
You have a spare mic on the line.
All right, fine.
I'll go ahead with my question. Even though he's not here, and the audience can listen, maybe you can rephrase it for him when he comes back on. I want to go back to the discussion of the case law and the way that's being used to change the United States Constitution. And I want to take a step further to talk about how that's used to change the powers of the executive branch. When we read presidential executive orders, most often in the heading, in the lead paragraph, they make a statement to the effect of, by the authority vested in me by the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the United States, or something to that effect. What we have then is not only the Constitution defining these powers of the executive branch, we have the laws of the United States defining the executive branch, and so that obviously takes me to the point of it, how case law might be having, or certainly is having an effect on the powers of the executive branch to create a dictatorship.
Right. We've got Michael Pruitt to it back on the line, but thanks so much for calling, Mike. Hi, Michael. I'm sorry we lost you there.
My apologies, Dr. Stan. I don't know what we had a hurricane somewhere in Omaha, I think.
All right, fine. Go right ahead.
Well,
I wanted to pick up on the point. I'm sorry I didn't hear the caller there, but I wanted to pick up on the point about the oath that you were talking about. The oath, that the woman didn't understand that her oath wasn't to the president. Her oath was to the Constitution. If we circle back to the beginning of our discussion here at the top of the hour, that's exactly the problem with case law and the evolution of this this case law system, where judges frequently say that they are restrained by what? By the opinions of other judges, by cases. And in fact, they're not restrained by that at all, because their oath was not to take, they didn't take an oath to follow the ruling of a previous judge, or another judge, or a higher judge, or a lower judge. They took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution.
And that's really so important. It's the Constitution that is the basis of our law. That what the judges say is not the law of this land. The Constitution is, and anybody can read it, and it's really so simple. You've got to be an idiot to misinterpret it. Unfortunately, we've had judges who have an agenda many times, and they've intentionally, violated their oath to uphold the Constitution to pursue their political agenda.
Right, or the agenda of a previous judge, which they've adopted as their own. The same. This is why, Dr. Stan, I frequently talk in the pro-life community, and sometimes this line of thinking brings argument, but I think it's absolutely defensible, and that's that we waste a lot of time, we spin a lot of wheels, and we spend a lot of money trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. As if Roe v. Wade was law.
Right.
Roe v. Wade is not law, for a couple of good reasons. Number one, courts don't make law. Courts don't make law. Matter of fact, the very first sentence of the Constitution, after the preamble, says that all legislative authority here and granted is vested in the Congress of the United States. If we're going to make a law, Congress has to make a law. Courts don't make law, but we've accepted this false, phony, through-the-looking-glass kind of idea, and it's been entrenched for such a long time. It's like, I think, Thomas Paine wrote, a long habit of not thinking a thing to be wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. There's a superficial appearance that courts make law just because it's been so long since somebody stood up and said no, they don't. The second reason why Roe v. Wade can't possibly be law is, as Blackstone said, all municipal law, that is, he's talking about man-made law, has to be in harmony with the law of nature and nature's God. And, of course, that language should sound familiar from the Declaration of Independence. In other words, that you can't make a law that violates God's law. We could pass, our legislature could pass a law that says that Dr. Stan could float through his studio, and we can pass that law, but Dr. Stan still can't float around his studio. he's up against the law of nature. He's up against the law of gravity. He's up against the law of nature. Well, in the case of Roe v. Wade, same thing applies. Exodus 20:13 says, "Thou shalt not murder." That's a law. That's God's law. And if no court, no judge, no legislature can make any kind of a law that would violate that, so that's another reason why Roe v. Wade isn't law, it shouldn't be treated as law.
Well, how do you feel about the argument that says, look, which Ron Paul uses as well, this is not a matter of the federal government. This should be decided at the state level, where certainly I think he would come out against abortion on demand. But the federal government is not involved in this and should never have been involved in that, or we would not be in the mess we are today. This would be something that they had no right to intervene in.
Well, I'd like to parse that just a little bit.
All right, fine.
On the one hand, I would say they don't have a right to intervene to make abortion in any way acceptable or quote-unquote legal.
Right.
I would actually argue that on the other side, the federal government, you may argue, and I argued this when I ran for office, when I ran for president, I argued that as the president, I did have the authority under the Fifth Amendment, which says that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. I would have the authority, I argued, and I believe this is true, to intervene on that side of the debate to save lives, because these young children, these young babies in the womb, have never been convicted of any crime. They've never been tried before a jury or their peers. They've never been indicted. And yet they are in probably the most unsafe place you could be in America today, and that's your mother's womb. So I would actually, on the one side, say I would agree with Ron Paul that certainly the federal government or any federal court doesn't have any authority to usurp the state's role. But the state's role is not one that should be killing babies. The state's proper, the only proper role for the state should be to protect innocent life.
Amen to that. But of course, there really are people who really want to kill those children. When you understand that this, it really makes sense. There are people who have a different worldview. And I will never forget debating this one time before the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association, a woman on the other side, and I've even forgot what the issue was, but it was a pro-life discussion. And I said, how can you argue your position, you know, against life? And she looked at me with the most evil eyes I've ever seen, almost frightening, and she said, you don't understand. We have a different worldview. I think that's really what's so important to understand. There really are people out there who do look at the world differently.
Well, sure, and it is important, but, you know, you're describing that moment. It's chilling to think that you could look right in, somebody would look right into your eyes and say, well, I believe in death. I believe that. That's my view. And if you can accept that, then go back to our discussion about if you have an elitist New World Order point of view, and that would lead you to let people across the borders because you want to lower the standard of living in America, and it would also lead you to say perhaps let's have a lot of gun control, let's take away the people's guns in America because that will help. Well, what else could you do in America that would weaken the fabric of America? You could start killing American babies.
Maybe into that.
45 million American babies. And if you hated America, then that's what you do to America.
Amen to that. Well, we really do have, unfortunately, people who didn't have a world. You remember that telephone number to call? 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. If you'd like to get a host kit from the Institute of the Constitution. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888 1-888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
All right, thank you so much.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy our monthly program with Michael Perutka. He's a very courageous man that's investing a great deal of his own time and his own wealth in this effort to rekindle that spark of belief in freedom. And the question is, what are you willing to do to help at this time in history? We have a number of four tape sets we think are important. One is called The Changing Church. One is called Globalism, The Secret Threat, and it gets into these people who have a different worldview. And they are working in our foundations, our corporations, our banks, and certainly in our schools, at the highest levels of our state and local government. And they hate America. They hate sovereignty. They hate freedom. They want a world government under their control. Because they worship a different God. You probably, as a Christian, believe there's only one God. And as Christians, we do believe there's only one true God. But there have always been other spirits or forces out there. And they believe they're worshiping the true God, and that we're worshiping the wrong God. And you must understand how this works. And certainly, if you have not yet seen the videos, the secret mystery of America is beginning, and I actually have a small part in that. You need to get the DVD and watch it. And I simply point out that when America was founded, there were two philosophies. There was one which was the Christian philosophy, the dominant philosophy of our founding fathers. But there were other people there who belonged to secret societies who wanted one day to use America and its military and financial power to bring about this new world order, this one world religion, this one world leader. And they were there then. There they were in a minority. They had to conceal their existence. Today they are in total working control of both political parties, and that's why there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, and both parties support the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and both parties support the coming war with Iran. And what are you going to do about it? We have a four-tape set on, or four-CD set on, the impending police state. Goes into the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, and of course the Military Commission Act. We have a four-tape set on medical myths and what you need to know. We have a four-tape set on the North American community, the demise of national sovereignty, and there you're going to hear some interviews with Dr. Corsi, and we carry Dr. Corsi's excellent book, The Late Great USA, and of course if you get the book and the tape set or CD set together, I will knock off $5 because we want you to read the book. We want you to hear the tape set. And then lastly, we have a four-tape set on the truth about the Holocaust. We have a great new tape set about the secret history of the American Empire. Did you know we have an empire? Did you know we have troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world? Do you know we still have our troops stationed in Germany and Japan 60 years after the Second World War ended, and Korea 50 years after the Second World ended? And just last night, President Bush admitted we're going to leave troops permanently stationed in Iraq. Is that why we really went in there? And they did not tell the American people the truth? Was that always the plan? Well, it was, and if you doubt that, You go to newamericancentury.org on the internet, www.newamericancentury.org. Pull down their pamphlet on rebuilding America's defenses. I think it's on page 14, where these people, the people who really run the administration, not George Bush, he's simply a front for Dick Cheney and the men he represents. And Cheney was a member of the newamericancentury.org, and of course they tell you the plan, and this is written in the year 2000, the plan was always permanently station our troops there. Well, we can't tell the American people that. They wouldn't understand. These people have a higher calling. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, Chris, our October 28th all-day long seminar.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion.